The Satellite Sentinel Project, Digital Globe, and the Enough Project have recently released a report containing satellite imagery taken in mid-April that they say confirms the existence of military installations on both sides of the demilitarized buffer zone in Heglig and Kir Adam on the shared border of South Sudan and Sudan. Both sides had agreed in September of 2012 to remove their forces from the area and implement a system to monitor alleged violations. However, according to Akshaya Kumar, a Sudan and South Sudan policy analyst at the Enough Project, the pictures tell a different story.
Our satellite imagery provides independent and unique verification that neither Sudan nor South Sudan has actually withdrawn all of its forces from the demilitarized zone that they've set up on the area straddling their border. And this is concerning for two reasons. One, the two sides were supposed to separate to avoid conflict. And two, the UNISFA, or the UN peacekeeping mission, and the joint border verification mechanism were unable to detect these violations independently. So our evidence shows that neither side has lived up to their obligations and that the mechanisms that are meant to check on them haven't been working.
But SPLA spokesman Philip Aguirre disagrees. He says SPLA troops did move away from the buffer zone, but that they still have a responsibility to protect civilians.
That is not a fair report, because we move out of the buffer zone and we invited everybody to come and witness. But after a while, the civil population came under attack by armed mujahideen from the Republic of Sudan. Yes, around mile 14 and around Lake Jau. And the SPLA decided to move back for the protection of civil population at the border. We have protested to the UNISFA, the United Nations force, that is meant to protect Abyei and monitor the buffer zone so that they do their duties to protect the border. The United Nations cannot be only writing a report without doing their part. Whenever they are capable of protecting the civil population, the SPLA will move back. We actually move back part of our unit to protect the civil population. It is the role of the army to protect them.
In response to the SPLA's claim that their troops had already been moved away from the buffer zone, Kumar had this to say.
The images were taken after both sides were supposed to or obliged to remove their troops. So it was after their deadline and after both sides had actually declared that they had already done that. The fact that the encampments remain and that there are still tents, and in one place the SPLA had actually set up a new encampment, is concerning to us. We're going to continue to monitor this zone very carefully using our satellite partners, Digital Globe, in the coming weeks, and we hope to see evidence of full compliance from both sides.
Kumar says that additional images will be released later this week, confirming further violations in other areas of the buffer zone. Jill Craig for VOA News, Washington.